Every time news of another school shooting hits the headlines, so does the debate about how to keep children safe. After the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary in 2012, the Berkeley Unified School District posed this question: how prepared are we to protect our students and staff against someone with a gun? And then, because this is Berkeley, they also ask, how do we balance security and privacy and civil rights?
Almost immediately after Sandy Hook, entering into discussions of, we need to do something. We can't just think that this is on the other side of the country and aren't, you know, fortunately it didn't happen here. We also immediately began hearing from parents saying, we are scared. We want the district to do something. We're scared for our children.
This year, the Berkeley School Board adopted new safety measures that will protect students from an armed intruder, or so they hope. Ryan Miller has the story.
America's worst school shootings are so infamous that they've become a part of our common vocabulary. Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook. Each name is a catchword for terror, a wound that never heals. And then there's Columbine, the name of a lock on all the doors at Realm Charter School in Berkeley.
Okay. So we're opening the door. And when I close it, just press the lock in and it's locked and no one can get in unless they have a key.
It's been 15 years since two heavily armed students opened fire at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. California only recently passed a law requiring all newly constructed public schools to install Columbine locks, like this one in Nancy Williams' office.
It means safety for me. It means that if I'm in the office and someone's outside of the office and wants to get in, that they can't unless I allow them in, especially if they're a threat.
But elsewhere in Berkeley, many other schools still don't have upgraded security hardware in place. But not for long. The Berkeley Unified School District recently approved a safety plan that, like the Columbine locks, is a response to recent incidents of school gun violence.
And I really credit the district and the board for prioritizing school safety and not, sticking our heads in the sand.
Susan Craig is Director of Student Services for the Berkeley Unified School District. The memory of the Sandy Hook massacre is still very raw for her and for the parents she speaks to.
The impetus was the wake-up call of the Sandy Hook tragedy and the reality that it can happen anywhere.
Craig led a team of safety consultants and the Berkeley police on a tour of district schools, all 21 of them.
They really recommended a very, very high level of measures, everything from updating our public address systems to armed intruder training for all staff.
Craig's team rejected some ideas as too extreme for Berkeley, like having police with guns on every campus. But they began armed intruder training this summer, where staff learned to stop shooters in their tracks.
There's training around how to actually take the person down.
The $2 million plan includes installing Columbine locks in every classroom and upgrading loudspeaker systems. The school board also approved camera surveillance in all schools, pending the adoption of a privacy policy. That said, teachers are still taught the best response to an armed intruder is to go into lockdown. Here at LeConte Elementary, I'm walking upstairs to join Pamela Diebel and her class of second graders for a lockdown drill. Some passing students give me a quick preview of what to expect.
What we do is we close the blinds and we stay quiet.
And we lock the doors so, like,
I'm not allowed to open the door.
And the teacher's not allowed to open the door.
And we have to stay really quiet.
Yeah.
Neptune is made mostly of gas.
What about Uranus?
Up in her classroom, Ms. Diebel finishes her lesson about the solar system and explains more about the lockdown procedure, which happens 3 times a year.
We shut all the doors and windows, turn off the lights so that we can be as inconspicuous as possible, and the kids all come close to me on the carpet, and I just read a story to keep them calm.
Attention all staff, this is a lockdown drill. Thank you.
So all the children are putting their chairs in, and they're going over to the carpet area where the teacher is making sure everybody's there. She has just gone out to lock the door from the outside. It's a little bit dark, but the children are gathered around the teacher as she reads a story.
You, J.K. Barker people, really know your stuff. I should have come here last year, and I'm going to come here next year. She frowned her disapproval. Daisy was indignant.
The lockdown is released. I repeat, the lockdown is released. Thank you, everybody. You did a fantastic, fantastic job.
LeConte principal, Veronica Valerio, thinks the lockdown drill went pretty well today. But she's operating under a lot of handicaps. For one thing, the school's PA system is so weak that her drill announcement wasn't heard through some parts of the school. The classrooms won't have Columbine locks until next year. Security cameras are also on the way.
I had no information whatsoever to even share with the staff, so in my mind, I just had to make sure that everybody was secured.
It was scary for the students, too.
I was kind of freaked out because it hasn't happened to me before, so it was kind of scary to have it so dark.
Lockdowns, cameras, armed intruder training. Berkeley has changed along with the rest of America. On the playground, I asked parents about the new security measures.
My name is Christina Sanders, and I have a little girl in kindergarten. Having armed personnel at the schools, that's not something that I would be in favor of.
My name is Ivan Bren, and my little boy is in second grade. Cameras would be great. I don't know about locking the doors.
Hi, my name is Wiley Manns, and my child's in second grade. And you never know. You just say, not my daughter's school. But you just never know. But the guns, definitely no armed police, no.
How safe is safe enough? It's a question that troubles Susan Craig. How much security would be too much for Berkeley? And how do you protect the innocence of childhood?
The philosophy, the idea that in Berkeley is we don't want our schools to become jails. We don't want a razor wire fence around our schools. We don't want to have metal detectors at the entrances.
At a time when shootings and stabbings seem to happen for no reason, Craig admits that, in the long run, piling on more and more security won't necessarily keep an armed intruder from hurting her students.
The individuals who did the Columbine shooting, the individual who did the Sandy Hook shooting, a metal detector would not have stopped those individuals.
In the end, says Craig, keeping Berkeley schools safe from outside danger starts with making them safe on the inside. And that's where the teachers and principals come in. One well-trained, quick-thinking staff member could save lives and keep Berkeley's reputation for nonviolence intact. In Berkeley, I'm Ryan Miller for Cross Currents.